My name's Angel Garden, and I suppose I could count myself as a documentary filmmaker now because I've been documenting various situations for a couple of years. And my background is really as a performer, writer, and now filmmaker and a teacher. When we first started this process of documenting things, it was sort of by accident, really, because something happened that we felt needed to be documented. So we didn't have any control over anything at that point. We didn't have control over what it was that was going to happen or where it was going to happen. And it was quite interesting, looking back at the footage, how we moved into positions that would try to create the best view of what was going on, even though we weren't quite sure what was going on. It's very interesting to look back at your footage and see what it is that you've done in the moment that's to maximise other people's experience of the situation that you're in. After that, we had a lot of decisions to make, and although we haven't actually created a documentary out of that material yet, we have shot quite a lot more material, and including some testimony of other people concerning the events that we filmed in the beginning, and these people didn't want to be identified. So we then had questions about how to represent their point of view without identifying them, which has actually put us into quite a lot of trouble recently, because people have objected to what we did. We were in a situation, it was a situation of school, and there were parents at the school who didn't want to identify themselves because of the way it might affect their status regarding other parents or with the school. But they did want to make a statement. So what we did was we invited them to be interviewed by us or to give us a written piece of interview, if you like. We either interviewed them on the phone and took it down, or they presented us with something that was already printed. And then we gave it to an actor to represent, which we then edited up verbatim, as the original testimony, put a piece on the front of it that said this was a reconstruction, and put it up on the internet, at which point we were told that that was unethical.
But you did actually credit that as being reconstruction?
Definitely, yes. I'm not sure whether the people who have criticised us so heavily for it are people who know very much about documentary technique, because as far as I understand it, that is a technique that is used, people's voices can be either disguised or reproduced by somebody else. The parents concerned, whose testimony we put on the internet, were quite aware that that was what was going to happen to it when they gave it to us. They knew that somebody was going to be representing it, and it was a paid actor. It wasn't just someone that we just asked to do it as a favour, and that's who would be putting forward their point of view. The objection that we had was that it was fiction, that the fact that we'd used an actor to represent the words of these parents meant that we'd basically made it up, or that it was somehow not credible, even though it did have the word reconstruction at the beginning.
And you have the testimony either written or previously recorded that you've based it on?
Definitely, yes. And our point of view is that, the footage is legal. If there was a problem and somebody questioned the words of the parents involved, that the parents would be prepared to step forward even in a court of law and confirm what they had said. And to me, that is the kind of dividing line. Obviously, it would be fiction if we had put words in their mouth or taken testimony that they had not agreed for us to put up anywhere or to have reconstructed by an actor. Then that would be illegal, and we would be opening ourselves up to all sorts of legal problems in doing that. So we have to be careful that we followed this process, that everybody knows what's going on. And at that point, I think that it's actually a helpful thing to those people to use an actor, because it does have the effect of protecting their anonymity, which is what they wanted in the first place.